USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the Trump administration is moving to ban flavored e-cigarette products. Speaking at the White House, Azar says the data shows the number of teens vaping is skyrocketing because of flavored products, including bubblegum and mango. As we mark 18 years since the 9/11 terror attacks, a man who lost his mother at Ground Zero has a message for Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota.
Some people did something, said a freshman congresswoman from Minnesota, to support and justify the creation of CARE. Objectively speaking, we know who and what was done. There is no uncertainty about that. Why your confusion? On that day, 19 Islamic terrorists, members of Al-Qaeda, killed over 3,000 people and caused billions of dollars of economic damage.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Dan Bishop won North Carolina's 9th district special election by less than 3%. The territory has been a GOP stronghold since the 1960s. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence had endorsed his race at a rally in the state on Monday night and are now taking some of the credit for the victory. Congressman-elect Bishop tells Fox News how much of a big help their vote of confidence was.
The president and the vice president stepping in and committing the way they did to this race was tremendous, and a lot of credit goes to the president.
President Trump has called vaping a problem, and his health secretary says the government will force companies to remove flavored vaping products from the market after reporting hundreds of cases of mysterious illnesses related to e-cigarette devices. A survey released by the government says in 2018, 3.6 million school-aged children had vaped in 2018, and now that number is up to 5 million. Azar calling that an alarming trend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, people born at least a quarter century ago probably remember the exact details of what they were doing on that beautiful blue September day in 2001 when terror was unleashed across the country. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Garrett Graff. He's author of a new book titled The Only Plane in the Sky, an oral history of 9/11, and one of the things we discussed was keeping the memory alive of what happened on that day and how his book tries to do that.
I had written an article in 2016 for Politico magazine about being aboard Air Force One with the president that day, and I had a young Army veteran write in who had explained that he was in middle school on 9/11 and joined the military and been deployed three times, twice to Afghanistan, once to Iraq, and yet had never really understood until he'd read that original article the trauma that the nation felt that day. I mean, that's something that the country has never experienced before. I mean, everyone who fought in World War II remembered Pearl Harbor. Everyone who fought in the Civil War remembered Fort Sumter and knew why they were fighting and had felt the national motivation to do that. And I think, you know, telling these stories and trying to keep these memories alive, not just the facts, but the experiences, the lives, is incredibly important in this time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.